Good morning. I don't know whether I should be kind of scared or frightened that you're all using your mobile phones while I'm speaking. I know you're all desperately interested in what I'm going to say. You'd be glad to hear I'm not going to be an expert on medicines optimization. I know very little about it. I did know enough about 2 or 3 years ago when the head of pharmacy in Northern Ireland, I'm from Belfast, you can hear my accent, came to the Alliance and said, I have a problem. He said, well, go ahead and ring a phone number or something. And he said, no, seriously, I have a problem. We in Northern Ireland, which is a tiny little place, are wasting £112 million a year. Waste on medicines optimization. So we helped to facilitate bringing like this, although it wasn't as posh, we didn't have tablecloths and all that, a room. It was a real workshop, a load of industry, academia, some patients, patient organizations and so on, all together into the room to talk about this problem. No one was there to say, oh, buy 100,000 of this device, I have the answer. It was a real friendly workshop. So the head of pharmacy, Dr. Morrow, came to us at the end of it and said, that was fantastic, I have all this idea, but my God, this is all these possibilities, what do I do? So we then introduced the Department of Health in Northern Ireland to the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Investment, who run the SBRI, Small Business Research Initiative, which they had never used in health. So that's just a bit of history that loads of people are doing it. I also remember going to an event in Dublin, and one of the pharmacists put up a slide, and it showed a mountain of tablets, medical stuff that you get from whenever you're a patient. And this was stuff that he had asked a whole lot of his patients, if you have any old tablets or anything else that we have given you, would you bring it back to me? So over 6 months he collected this, and honestly, it was this high. And he focused in and he found tablets that were worth £80, nearly a tablet. Other things that were £200 and so on. Massive amount of waste. So it's great that you're now going to be talking about that and working on it. Reason why I'm not going to explain anything, I looked at the agenda and the speakers and who know far more than I do. And John was very entertaining about his watch and his three apps. I thought it was the Irish used to do, to be sure, having three apps. And I won't mention rugby or the fact that England lost to Ireland. I have no interest, but as long as England get hammered, I'm delighted, especially if it's Ireland doing it. So what should I be talking about? Oh, the other thing about your wristwatch, I bought my wife a Fitbit. And I used to wake up in the morning and say, well, Nuala, how did you sleep? And she used to go, blah, blah, blah. And now she goes, I slept for 6 hours and 32 minutes. I woke four times, and so on and so on. So this technology has really taken over, but you're absolutely right. This all needs to be connected. European Connected Health Alliance, not-for-profit organization. I'm not going to go through all these slides because you're going to see lots of slides today. If you want them, you'll get them afterwards. That's why I've put them there. This is the ecosystem. At the middle, patients, carers, people who look after others, and then all of the other players of which you're representative. And we very much appreciate the efforts from the Northwest Innovation Agency in coordinating and facilitating the ecosystem. Eco11, it sounds like a birthday. Isn't it great that you are breaking down the barriers and still coming together to talk about real issues? And it's great to see so many people exhibiting around the room to show the capability of the Northwest Coast. So keep it up. Not going to read any of these slides. That's a pretty little slide. We'll try and make the flags bigger. That's our ecosystem network, of which the Northwest Coast is one of our ecosystems. We are expanding. If we had more people, we would expand much quicker. Over there, you can see the countries that we are currently working with to expand the ecosystem network. And the ecosystem is a network. And very recently, we're seeing more inter-ecosystem activity going on. Slovenia ecosystem are going to meet the Catalan ecosystem in May. The Irish ecosystem, actually the Chief Information Officer is just back from Catalonia where we organized a load of meetings. The Irish also went to Athens to meet the people in Athens. We have had people in Estonia going to Finland, and Finland coming to Northern Ireland, and Northern Ireland going somewhere else and so on. So this is about finding out people who have problems and then using the network so we don't reinvent the wheel. I'm just going to whiz through all of this because I realize someone's going to say time's up. So a growing network, We also opened up in Canada recently, and we also have the China Connected Health Alliance. And I think I said before that they stole our logo and then told us that copying it right was very important. And then Canada also stole our logo, but they put the little maple leaf. And we opened our first ecosystem in Ontario just there in November, I think it was. And we have plans to expand. Why is this important? Not so that I can travel to all these places, but we can connect the ecosystems together. So as people don't reinvent the wheel, you can steal with pride if someone else has got the answer to what you're trying to do. One of the ways that we bring the ecosystem together is have an international working group. We have three working groups. They could work better, but we have them and people participate. We have one on e-health strategies. We have one on medicines optimization. And the newest one is the mental health and well-being, which we're about to really get going at last. The medicines optimization group is chaired by Dr. Mike Scott, or Professor Doctor, I don't know how you say that. Anyway, Mike Scott, head of pharmacy in the Northern Health Trust in Northern Ireland, chairs that. I have to admit, when they get really passionate on the calls, it goes over my head because they really get all into all this medicine stuff, but they're getting something out of it. The next call is on the 4th of April. Our connector platform, which is our website, is basically there to help to showcase and profile organizations and people. Members of the Alliance can do in-mails to look and see who else is there and do in-mails to organizations that are of interest. I'm not going to do a sales pitch on membership except to say that all the non-profit organizations who are truly non-profit are able to join us for free. There's a small charge for industry and so on, but we are very excited about growing our network. We have about 600 plus member organizations at the moment across Europe. Whoops, how do you go back? Yes. In our recent newsletter, we announced that because the UK pulled out of Europe, they were to take on the EU presidency from the 1st of July. When they announced Brexit, that was stopped. Estonia had to run very quickly because they were then told you're going to be the presidency 6 months early. So the Estonians are taking on the presidency of the European Union from the 1st of July. We have been announced as a strategic partner to help them with e-health. Isn't that quite a wow? We were very surprised as well whenever they came and asked us. But they believe in what we do. We like to be active. And one of the attractors is our reach into all of the ecosystem networks around the place. So we're working with them. We're looking at the various declarations that they want to build and write, but also at an event in October in Estonia on the 16th to the 18th in Tallinn. What one was this about? Consultation investment, the European Commission, we're working with them. They're very keen to understand what's the investment plans out there for regions and countries. What are they trying to invest money in? So we have a questionnaire out at the moment to try to capture what people are going to be investing and spending money on. That would be very useful to all of us whenever it's published because we'll be able to see where the priorities and the opportunities are across Europe. So we're very involved in that as well. E-Health Week in Malta, we're also very involved in that, and we're a very small team. It's usually the same person, but we're very involved in that as well. That's a great opportunity if you want to go to something which is run by the European Commission and the presidency. Malta have the presidency at the moment, and it's facilitated by HIMSS, that there is an E-Health Week in Malta. For industry and others, there are speaking opportunities in a speaker's corner. It's the cheapest way to get a registration. It's totally open. We're organizing that. If you want more information, have a chat with me at coffee. But it's quite an interesting, there's lots of matchmaking and so on. And that's it. I hope I wasn't over time. I hate anybody that runs over time. So that's it. I'll be around the rest of the day if you want to chat. Thank you.